And what brings you to Buddhism? What brings you here? What brings you here to this place? What makes you come here?
I just practice meditation.
You want to practice meditation? Have you practiced meditation before?
I practice Vipassana.
Yeah.
Meditation.
What kind? Goenka?
Yes.
Anapanasati. And how long you want to stay here?
Here? I think about 3 weeks.
3 weeks. Where's Sandy?
Sandy is by Nam, by Thai women.
Do you have family?
I'm single.
Single. Always returning back to the breath. And if you have done with the Goenka, they do a little bit of samatha, and then they do vipassana. But for the moment, you just do samatha. You first want to get the mind completely quiet until there is no more thought. You know that?
But it's very difficult for me.
Okay. Not only. It's not only for you difficult. It's even for the people behind me difficult. And they have been practicing for years. Yeah? So, whenever the mind goes out, you bring it back, bring it back, bring it back. It is really samadhi, It's called samadhi, I mean, there are three types of samadhi: upachara samadhi, apana samadhi, kanika samadhi. Upachara samadhi is where thought stops, where there is just existence. Kanika samadhi is very short samadhi, but it only goes for a moment into deep samadhi and then comes out. And apana samadhi is where the whole universe disappears. But we need the upachara samadhi when thought stops. What happens when thought stops? There are no more worries. There is no future, there is no past, and there is no I. There's just experience. It is really important that we need to reach a state of mind, because there's also no dukkha, no dissatisfaction, no discontent. We can't get... if you try to cook and have a knife that is not sharp, can you cut? If you don't have a mind that is sharp, you cannot investigate. You really have to trust in it. When you look what the Lord Buddha taught about the way out of dukkha, it is sila, moral precepts, samadhi. He didn't say, he said samadhi, right awareness, right samadhi, and then vipassana, wisdom. So you need three things. You need to keep your sila when you're here in the monastery. I mean, you keep your 8 precepts, then this is gone. Yeah? And then you train samadhi. Yeah? Once you can do samadhi, then you train vipassana. But vipassana, the Lord Buddha clearly stated what we have to investigate. We have to investigate what we think is us. What is you? First of all, the body. Eh? You look in the mirror, yeah, that's me. Yeah? You look at your feelings, you think, that's me. You look at your memories, you think, that's me. You look at the thoughts, yeah, that's me, it's my thought. Yeah? And you look at your consciousness, yeah, and say, yeah, it's me, I'm conscious. Yeah? These are the five groups that fool us into believing that there is an existence like I. Yeah? It's just like when you have an old watch. You know the old watch where you can take it off, you know, and look and you see the wheels turning one into each other. Yeah? You look at it, and it doesn't make sense. You close it, and suddenly you have a point to point it, and then you have time. And then you say it's too late, it's too early, or it's right on time. And that's the same with the five groups. You have the body, you have feeling, you have memories, you have thoughts, and you have consciousness. These are just wheels turning, turning, turning. They do not belong to us. If something belongs to me, I can take it, I can put it away. If a feeling comes, can you put it away? And change it? Yeah? I mean, I want to change this. With water. I don't like this anymore, I want to drink water. If a bad feeling comes, can you change it with a good feeling? No. So how can you say this feeling is you? Look at the chickens, yeah? They come, bother us, and then they go. We can't make them not bother us. And that is just like feeling, just like thoughts. All these things are not us. We see them, or we feel them, we experience them, but they are not us. That is one of the main principles of Buddhism. We have to understand, there is anicca, anatta, dukkha. Anicca, things arise and things will cease. Anatta, this is not me, this is not myself, it doesn't belong to me. Whatever you can observe cannot be you. Yeah? You can see him, but you won't say he is you. Huh? But you look at your hand and say, that's me. Why? Where's the difference? You see something, and something you say it's me, and other things you say it's not me. When you go, and that is a very, very strong principle, and if we understand it, yeah, we are fooled, at the moment we are fooled to believe that these five khandhas are me, are us. Yeah? My thoughts, my feelings, yeah? My memories, yeah? My future, my past. Yeah? When you remember, I'm sure that all of you went to movies, once in a while. You know what a movie is? Cinema? Huh? You went there, you watched a movie, and you were living in the movie. You laughed, you cried, you got angry, and sometimes you want to change the script of the movie. You don't like how it is ending. Huh? But you know, it's just there, out there, on the screen. Huh? And we forgot all about who is sitting there and is watching this movie. We live in this movie. Just like people live in video games. Yeah? They get completely, you know, obsessed. Yeah? They are living there. They are fighting. They are fighting for death. Yeah? Not realizing that there is something, you know, moving the mouse, moving this, watching, you know. Huh? Now when you close your eyes, you see the inner movie. I mean, we have an inner screen. Huh? It's the same thing. It's not us. Who knows that there is a movie? Yeah? Who knows that there is a thought? Who knows that there is a feeling? Is the feeling and the knowing of the feeling different? The person who observes a movie, is it different from the movie? Uh-huh. You understand? So the one who knows, and that is the citta, knows these things arise, just like we know this chicken, you know, cried or, yeah, made noise or just walked by. Yeah? We know that. Yeah? But it's not us. Yeah? We notice these things. Yeah? When we close our eyes, we notice these things. But they are not us. They are not me. They are not mine. Yeah? And because we believe that they are me, that they are mine, that's why we have dukkha. When the rain comes, yeah, and first it's been, yeah, and we want the sun come out, then we have dukkha, discontent. But if we like rain and there's just sun, then we also have dukkha. We cannot make the sun appear or disappear, or the rain appear or disappear. Yeah. We cannot make feelings appear or disappear. Can you make it? Otherwise we always would have very nice feelings. Yeah? You have some shirts, you know, you have some trousers at home. Huh? You like these ones, you know, you want to put them on. Yeah. Yes, you can. Yeah? But if you have, you know, there are some nice feelings, you know, somewhere, but you cannot put them on. Huh? You always put on these unpleasant feelings. Huh? And because we do not understand, that's why we have this dukkha. We want to go, that things go away, that we don't have any control over. And we want to that things appear that we don't have any control over. Hmm? That's why dukkha is. Hmm? Maybe you want to become, you want to have another job, yeah? But there is no other job, yeah? Dukkha. Discontent. Yeah? All these things. Because we attach to the wrong things, that's why we have dukkha. The first noble truth is dukkha. Yeah? Dukkha, what means it? Discontent, dissatisfaction, dis-ease, not feeling comfortable, pain, suffering. It's all dukkha. The origin of dukkha is our attachment, our desire. We want certain things and we dislike certain things. So, if you don't dislike anything, if you don't like anything, you have no dukkha. If you just take the things as they are, yeah, there is no dukkha. If the person who is attached to his video games doesn't care what happens, no dukkha. No matter if he dies or if he stays off, yeah, no dukkha. You understand that? That's the second noble truth. But when we come here to this monastery, you practice the fourth noble truth. That means we keep the sila. Yeah? And we practice samadhi first. Yeah? And then we investigate. Vipassana, in the sense of the Lord Buddha, is investigating the things that we believe that they are us. And the first thing that we believe that is us is, of course, this body. So we investigate the body. Yeah? Just like you investigate a car. You open it up, look under the hood, yeah? See? Okay, yeah. See what is wrong, what is not so wrong, yeah? What is good, what is not so good, yeah? Yeah? So we open up the body and look, yeah? I mean, we take away the skin, yeah? How do we look without skin? Do we still like ourselves? Do you like your girlfriend if she doesn't have skin on? Try it out, yeah? The investigation of the body is a very important investigation. Yeah? And the main focus of this monastery is investigation of the body. Yeah? Investigation of why do we think this body is loathsome? Because whatever comes out, we find loathsome. You like the food in the morning, but you don't like when the shit comes out. Yeah? You don't like to take it back in your mouth. Yeah? Just came out of the body. Yeah? You like to stuff something into the body, but you don't like the waste that comes out of the body. And this is something that we have to investigate very clearly to understand. Yeah? That the body is not us. Yeah? And then we don't have any trouble, you know, when we die. Yeah? When your car breaks down and cannot be repaired and fixed. Yeah? I mean, if you're lucky and have enough money, you buy a new car. You don't go on, oh my car, you know. I have to bury him, yeah. I have to make a ceremony for it, yeah. Bury it, or, you know, burn it up, you know, like here in Thailand, yeah. And then everybody drinks for 3 days, yeah. Celebrating that this car is gone. Or in Switzerland or in German, we have Leichenschmaus. Yeah? When our car is gone. This is something that we have to understand. The importance about the body investigation, it is so important because greed and hate. So greed is likes, hate is dislikes, yeah, are rooted within this body, are rooted within the senses of this body. Yeah. If you investigate the body, there's no greed and there's no hate. Yeah. Yeah. And we will see. Yeah. I mean, where are these things coming from? Yeah. When you look at your daily life, yeah, now you want to eat something. Now you want to drink something. Then you want to have sex. It's all about the body. The greed always goes about the body. Or then you want to go travel, see something, eyes. You go and listen to a concert, ears. You want to touch, also body. All these things. Concerned about the body. So if we don't investigate the body, we cannot get rid of greed and hate. We have to understand the true nature of the body. But in order to be able take the book. And when we sit in meditation, who gives us trouble? Body. Constantly. So, that's why very clearly is the first thing that we have to investigate. This body. What is this body? Yeah, we take it for granted until it dies, you know. Then we, oh no, I don't want to die, I don't want to die. Yeah? We take it for granted until it fails, yeah? Instead of walking down the stairs, you fall down the stairs because, yeah, something doesn't work right anymore. Yeah? Or you have just some nice food, you know, and you bite in it and suddenly, you know, one of your teeth, you know, sticks in. It's all, we all live for this body, just like, yeah, we live, people live now in video games, yeah? We live in an illusion. Yeah? I mean, that's what the Lord Buddha said. Yeah? We are deluded about. Yeah? Not that these things exist, but what is it that exists? Yeah? We don't understand what exists. Yeah? We are deluded. Yeah. We call it a tree. Yeah? Yeah? All of us, you know, agree, yes, it's a tree. Yeah? But everybody has a different understanding of what a tree is. Just like everybody has a different understanding of who you are. Yeah? One friend thinks you're good, another friend thinks you're stupid. You know? Can we change their minds? No. That's how they watch us. That's how they observe us. That's how what they think about us. We can't change other people's opinions. Yeah? Just like we can't change other people's opinion about this tree. Yeah? Somebody sees, nice, straight, you know, built my house, yeah? Or my cupboard, yeah? Another thing, that's nice firewood, yeah? Another just runs against this tree and thinks, stupid tree, yeah? And cut it down, yeah? That has nothing to do with the tree. Yeah? What other people see in you, I mean, has nothing to do with you. It's their opinions, yeah? Just like you have opinions about others, yeah? So understanding the nature of the body is cutting down on greed and hate, yeah? Or eliminating greed and hate. Yeah? And greed and hate is that what brings us the most difficult, yeah? And the number one force, yeah, is our sexual drive. Our sexual desire. Look at the world, you know, I mean, it's all misconduct, yeah? Sexual misconduct. Yeah? Not getting enough, yeah? Having one wife wanting another one. Yeah? Having one man wanting another one. Yeah? Makes people crazy, sexuality. And if you think back, you know, when we were 15, when it started all, we don't want to go through this time. Do you want to go through this time again? Yeah? No. Just getting crazy, all excited, all, yeah, worked up, yeah? Waiting for the phone call of your girl or, you know, the phone call of your friend, yeah? Not being able to sleep, why doesn't he call, yeah? Yeah? Makes us crazy, yeah, we are. That's why we have to investigate the body to understand. Yeah? I mean, it's just a robot. Yeah? You've seen robots, yeah? I mean, industrial robots, we've seen them. Yeah. And the more complex their task is, the longer it takes to program them. And then, this is a fantastic robot. But it just doesn't last long enough. Yeah? Thank you. not interested.
Very brave.
So when we program this robot, you remember? I mean, from the moment you were born until 15, 16, started to learn to walk, to talk, to see, until this body was, could do the things that you wanted to do with this body. And then you used it, completely used it, After programming it for 15 years, and then you go really, Then we go really mad and use it in every way, as much as we can. Not sleeping, going to parties, drinking, and so on. And then sooner or later it breaks down. And when it starts to break down, we think always about the times when we were young, when it was nice, when it was working fine, So when this body dies, just like when our car dies, we just, if we have enough money, we buy a new car. So you get a new body. But a new body doesn't know anything, you have to program it again. You have to go through schooling, you have to learn, you have to walk, you have to talk, all these frustrating things, And then you can use it for 30 years and then it starts to break down for 40 years, And then again. And we have done that millions of times already. Millions. Billions. Sometimes we had human bodies, sometimes we had animal bodies, sometimes we had other kind of bodies, Ghost bodies, Deva bodies, heavenly beings. Then the Lord Buddha came and said, when do you want to stop? Why is the desire so great for having another body? Isn't that life troublesome enough? No? Want another life? You get that for free, You don't have to worry about, You might not like, the next body, Maybe it is disabled, Maybe you're born in a times, where it is no fun. When there is slavery or when there is war, or when there is, something else, Now you are here at a lucky time, you all found the way here to this monastery to hear some teaching of the Lord Buddha. He said, he asked us, when do you want to stop being reborn? But if you think it's fun, don't worry. You will get reborn. There's no end to it. He said, it's the cycle, it is turning around. A circle has no start and it has no end. So he taught us, with the fourth noble truth, how we can break out of the cycle. They're really noisy, Du musst nächstes Mal die Schleuder mitbringen. Tschup, tschup, tschup. You understand? The way of investigation. If we investigate the body completely until there is no greed and hate left, then we are not reborn anymore. We don't come back. We're not going to fall into hell. We're not going to heaven. Yeah? We're not coming back as a human being or as an animal. Yeah? But we're still not finished because we're still missing the other four khandhas. Yeah? We're still attached to the other four khandhas, to the other four groups. We're still attached, you know, to to memory, to thoughts. Yeah? I mean, what can we do with memory and thoughts? I mean, we create all these plans and we live in these plans. Yeah? If I have enough money, then I build this house, you know, and we plan it. Yeah? Yeah? Or we go on travel, or, you know, we do this or we do that. Yeah? And we can live for it. Yeah? We can also live in movies, you know, we can live in books, yeah, and we can live in anything. Yeah? We don't need it, actually, a body. Yeah? So, that is the... After that, you know, after investigate the body, we investigate feelings. Yeah, feelings is important. Yeah? There's bodily feelings that we have to investigate together with the body. Yeah? And there are mental feelings that we have to investigate. We can investigate together with the body or we can investigate it later. Yeah? And then memory and thought. Yeah? Memory and thought, see? There's a third one. Delusion. Yeah? Memory and thoughts are working so fast, hand in hand, yeah? So that they create an illusion about what is there. Yeah? So we have to take them apart, you know, to find the end of delusion. Yeah? But then we still have the master of this universe, Avijja. Then we have to fight the master of the universe before we can leave for good, yeah? Forever. Then we come back finally after a long journey of billions of lives, we come back home. Yeah? That is eternity. Yeah? It has never been created, yeah? And it has never, if it is not created, it never dies. And a part of the eternity is here. But it has lost itself in this material form, in this material world. Now we have to get rid of the attachment to this material world, yeah, and go back to where we actually come from. That's the whole message of the Lord Buddha. Just like, you know, friends, you know, who get lost in video games, they can't stop, yeah? Or they can't stop playing on the internet. Yeah? They get lost, yeah? After one game, they need to play another. Huh? Sometimes they play the same game over and over again until they win. Yeah? Oh, yeah? But they are not the game. Yeah? They have lost themselves, and that's what we normally say in our language, they have lost themselves in the game. Yeah? And you can't help them sometimes. Yeah? If they are lost too much, you can't help them anymore. They won't listen to anything. And that's how we have lost ourselves. Yeah? The thing, yeah, that belongs into another realm has lost itself in material things. So we have to detach ourselves, and that's what the Lord Buddha saw and said, that's why you have to investigate these five groups. These five groups that you believe it's you. Yeah? Understood? Live. Okay. Yeah. Do you have the books of Lungta?
Yeah.
I mean, Dennis checked that he has, especially in commemoration. Yeah. I mean, mostly Asians are much better in reading English than listening to English, isn't it? Okay. Yeah. So, did your friend understand anything? Did you understand anything? Huh? A little. Yeah. So, for you, mostly it is the reading the books. It is probably a better understanding. Yeah. So, and with this, you know, in the English talk, and then I go over to German. Yeah. If you don't have questions, yeah. You have questions? No, it's important. Yeah? It's important because I mean the main focus of this monastery is on this, on the path out, yeah? Getting detached from this material form, yeah? In this material life, and coming, going back to where we actually belong to. Yeah? Okay.